The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. We've got a guest on the show today, and I am delighted. He's not a real estate agent, he's not a lender, he's not a broker, but he's a business consultant, and he's someone that he knows how to rehab a house, he's helped sell a house, he's helped buy houses, he's upgraded houses. He understands the roofs. He understands windows and doors and floors and waterproofing, all the things that buyers worry about, and they just don't know how to evaluate. On top of that, he really understands how they qualify, what they can afford, why some deals work, why some fall apart. This is going to be a real-world experience, not theory, not hype. We're just talking to my guest, Mark, and I am delighted to have you on the show. What are you going to share with us that you think the listening audience would like to hear?
Well, thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. Some people would call me a jack of all trades. Probably true, a master of some of them. You know, a lifetime spent in and around construction and finance has kind of given me some insight into, you know, how to buy a home, when is the right time to buy a home, you know, how to treat your home over the years and care for it properly so that when it does come time to sell, there's no surprises. Today is kind of an interesting day. It's Pearl Harbor Day. You know, what does that have to do with selling homes? Well, it led to the greatest construction boom in the United States history. We came out of World War II basically building no new homes, 100,000 new homes in, I think it was 1944, which is nothing. And we set a record in 1950 of 1.7 new home construction, which wasn't beaten until 2005. And we've been off, obviously, since 2008 with the Great Recession, and we're climbing our way back. So home sales, you know, the homeowners market is competitive as all hell. It's just not going to change for any time soon. We're millions of homes behind in construction over the last 20 years. So if we suddenly built 6 million homes next year, it still wouldn't satisfy the demand. And that's not going to change anytime soon. So, you know, what's the one piece of advice I would give somebody looking for a home? Act quickly. Find a home you like. Make sure it's the right home for you. Make sure, obviously, you can afford it. But act quickly. Don't hem and haw. Don't wait for the mortgage rates to come down a little more. It's not going to happen anytime soon. And you'll miss the opportunity. And that house you could have bought today will be $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 more by the time you're ready. And you will have spent more on rent or more on your existing home. It's a waste of time.
Mark, you know, I have buyers, believe it or not, who are still waiting for the rates to go down. They were in the market when it was in the threes and the fours. Mm-hmm. I call them an analysis paralysis, and they're just not going to make a decision. You cannot wait for those rates to come down because they are going to be up and down all over the place. And if they go up too much, you can say, I bought at the right time. If they come down, you've always got that choice of refinancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, rates today, I mean, I took a quick peek yesterday while I was making some notes. 30 years, anywhere between 6.1 and 6.3, roughly. 15 years, 5.4 to 5.6, and adjustables are 5 to 5 and a quarter. And that's pretty much the range they've held in for quite a while. Some of my financial buddies will tell you that the long-range forecast is maybe a slight improvement next year, but we're still going to see sixes on 30-year fixed money and mid-fives pretty much for at least the next year or two.
But that's actually a pretty darn normal. I mean, when we were down in the twos and the threes, that certainly was not normal. It was a fluke. I doubt that we'll ever see that again.
I don't think we'll ever see both sub 3% mortgages again. I was lucky enough to enjoy that for a little while. I had a lot of financial service clients that we were refinancing mortgages every day and just grabbing that money whenever we could. But those days are over. And as you say, that was the anomaly. We're in a normal market right now. Anywhere between, let's say, 5.5% and 7.5% for a mortgage historically is a stable market.
But you still have that group of people who bought when they had those 2% and 3%ers.
Yep. They're locked.
They're locked.
Yeah.
They don't want to sell their houses, and I don't think they're assumables for anything that low that I've ever heard of.
No, unfortunately, you know, there's a couple things, and it's funny, I was doing some research. There's a couple things that's locking the market up right now. One, if somebody bought a house at 2.5% and they have a 2.5% 30-year mortgage, they don't want to budge unless they're downsizing. They're not, obviously not going to buy a bigger house because not only will the cost of the house increase the payment, but the interest rate will shock them. But the other thing that's going on is you have and again, this goes back to World War II and our baby boomers who are sitting in houses that are worth 30 and 40 times what they paid for them. Maybe they inherited the house from their parents. So one of the things that's happening right now is Congress has two things on their desks that I don't think they'll pass, but I wish they would, which is to raise the ceiling on capital gains for the home sale. So right now, it's $250,000 of capital gains is tax exempt for an individual and $500,000 for a couple. That sounds like a lot of money, but when you bought a house in the 60s for $30,000 and it's worth $1.3 million now, that doesn't begin to cover it. So maybe somebody wants to sell the house, but they're looking at taking a massive tax hit. So they're trying, two bills are sitting right now. One is to double that ceiling. So $500,000 for individuals, $1 million for couples. And the other is to eliminate it altogether. Now, I don't think either will pass. Maybe something at least inflation adjusted would be nice. But that would immediately free up probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 500,000 homes nationwide where people are locked in and they don't want to sell the house. They will wait until they die and let whoever inherits the house deal with it.
Great point.
Yeah, it's tough. But we need more homes on the market. That's all there is to it.
So what would you tell the people now who have, you know, those baby boomers, they have been in their homes for a while. They're thinking about buying, but they're reading the newspaper and listening to the news and hearing their barber and manicures talk about rates and everything. I know you said earlier, just buy. Don't wait. But how do you get them off that fence to move? Darn it, just move. Put your house on. Let's free up some of these other properties. Let's get these young people into homes that they just can't afford. We've got young people that are still living home with parents who are living in, you know, basements.
Yep. It's a big problem, and it's not going to change anytime soon. I think what you have to do when you sit down as a listing agent and when someone's thinking of selling their home, but they're looking at this big tax burden, but they're looking to downsize, which, by the way, does not mean that they're going to downsize in expense. They're looking to get a smaller place with a first floor master.
Let me interrupt. Instead of using that word, I think you've heard me before. Instead of downsizing, I use right sizing because they may have go into a home that's much bigger.
Right. But it's a ranch space home or something.
The space is going to be, you know, it's going to have a gigantic primary bedroom, but no upstairs and no basement maybe. So it's right sizing. Okay.
But I think one of the things you have to talk to with someone who's considering selling their home is delaying isn't going to help you. Yes, the price will appreciate more, of course. But they also, people in that situation tend not to spend money on fixing up their home. So they will run the HVA system until it just drops dead. They will not do anything and preventative maintenance, because why bother? That is hurting their home's value and can lead to a disaster. So an older roof, so maybe it's $25,000 or $30,000 for a new roof, but it's not leaking yet. So if you sold the house now, you don't have to spend the $25,000 or $30,000. So the joke of this is, if when you put it on paper, yes, you're going to have to pay some capital gains tax. We know that. And maybe there are other investments that you have that can help offset that. I don't know. But if you have to spend $30,000 suddenly that you have to take out of your pocket, this is money you now have to pull from somewhere. Whereas when you sell the home, you have the money to pay the capital gains tax. When you've settled in your home, the money's in your bank account. So assuming you don't spend it all in the next house or more, the point being that it's probably cheaper and more cost effective to just list your house and sell it now rather than wait for the disaster that's going to happen because you're not fixing things, you're not paying attention, you're not even using all the systems in your house because there used to be five or six people in the house, now there's only two. We haven't used the upstairs bathroom in years.
And not using tends to sometimes you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
How would you guide a buyer who's coming, say similar houses, one has got the new roof and the new HVAC system, the other one is priced differently. You know, what's some advice that you might give to buyers and sellers out there right now?
I'm a little jaded on that one.
Okay.
The reason being, I'd rather see the raw house than the polished house. I'm the opposite of probably most people. When they buy a house, they ooh and ah over the freshly painted front door, which I know an agent back in Philadelphia, that's the first thing they do is they paint every front door red, fresh and new. They may not do anything else to the house, but they literally, and it's their call sign. I can put, for lack of a better way of putting it, I can put lipstick on a pig and make it look good, but you're never going to know. So the brand new roof, was it installed properly? I don't know. There's no way to know what's underneath. I've peeled up shingles and found nothing underneath. No tar paper, no ice and water shield, nothing. Because clearly, if you're going to do this to resell it, you're going to hire the cheapest contractor.
You know, it's interesting. Speaking of roofs, in the beginning when I started, I was helping a wonderful friend's purchase a home. And the agent was just touting how wonderful it was, and it had a brand new roof on it. And we brought in a home inspector that was pretty tough, and the agent got really mad at us for even bringing him in. Yeah. Okay, so he goes up there and he comes back, and his report is the roof needs replacing. And of course, they went ape. They went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean it's brand new? And I said, what's the problem? Just bring us the paperwork for us, the warranty and everything. Well, that roof was put on by a friend of a friend of a friend,
mm-hmm.
and they put it on, put those shingles on upside down, and it needed to be replaced. We are at that time to take a break. We're going to be back with Mark. Maybe you've got some questions. If you do, just call in 410-922-6680. And if you just want to leave the questions with Noah, our producer, we will get to those answers.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
In today's world, it's easy to chase the dollar, but at Wallace Roofing, we've never operated that way. We believe in quality before profit, and that's been our approach for over 90 years. Every job we take on is done by our own crew and done with care. We're family-owned, third generation, and proud to say we've advertised on WCBM for over 20 years. That's because values matter, and so does doing the right thing. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and our call-in number, 410-922-6680. We are here with our business consultant, Mark, who is well-versed in so many things, including real estate. So you've learned a lot of lessons the hard way.
Absolutely.
Buying and selling and upgrading, and you've lived through it all. Give us some examples or some advice that you could give to buyers and sellers. You've already done a few suggestions already that are terrific, but let's hear some more.
Well, I mean, you know, I mentioned right before the break a little bit about that. I like seeing the raw house. That's just the way my brain is. I can see what something could be. I understand how to do a roof. I understand who's a good plumber or a bad plumber and that kind of thing. So for me, it's not really a challenge. It's for average homeowner, you know, or home buyer to walk in and say, oh, it needs a bathroom. They don't even know who the heck to call. They don't know who they're going to, you know, reach out to. Who's going to be their expert? And I used to say to a lot of my financial clients over the years that, you know, I'd be their advocate. One of the things that is a little controversial that I've always recommended is when you buy new construction, you hire someone to be your advocate. And by that, I mean not just a home inspector, but somebody who really understands the process of how home builders work and can deal with their staff for you. And introduce them and tell the project manager at the home site, this person is speaking for me. So when they say, oh, you have a pre-drywall walkthrough, the average home buyer doesn't know what they're looking at. Oh, look, there's wood and wires and ductwork. Is it done right? They're never going to know. It's a nice showy thing for home builders, and they've done a great job marketing that, you know, the pre-drywall walkthrough, like it's some, you know, special thing. But if you don't know what you're looking at, it's a waste of time. I've done them and found many errors, not always, and I won't get into what is a good or a bad builder on the air, but some of them are notoriously bad, and some of them, 9 out of 10 times, are perfect.
Give us an example of what the average person who doesn't understand building would miss at that pre-drywall.
They won't notice if a wall isn't square. They won't notice if a wall is bowed. They won't notice if a floor is level. They won't notice any of these little things that will cause major problems down the road. So how is a bowed wall going to cause a problem? Well, because once the sheetrock's up and it's painted or wallpapered or whatever, you're going to see it. And it's going to crack, and it's going to crack quickly. As soon as that house starts to settle and shift, that drywall isn't meant to bow in and out. And I've seen it many times. It cracks within days. So the home builder will tell you, but it comes with a warranty. Yes, the home comes with a warranty, a 1 or 2 year warranty. And I can tell you that things will fail probably a day after that warranty expires, because if you can't build a home that holds together for a year or two, you shouldn't be in this business. So that's typical. One horror story in particular, I was asked to look at a house that was under construction, that was being built on spec. Financial services client said, would you mind going and looking at it with me? So I went and I looked, and they were already putting flooring in. So it was already sheetrocked at that point. And one of the selling features of this house was this grand entrance foyer with this beautiful marble floor. And I'm looking at it, and I can't figure out what I'm seeing and why it's wrong. I go out to my car, I go into my golf bag, and I take out a golf ball, and I put it down on the floor, and it races from one side of the floor to the other into the corner, because the entire house is not level. I can't find one level surface in the entire house. I don't know what they did or how they did it. And I said to my client, walk away, because if this is the first thing I see, what am I not going to see, because it's already covered? And I found many other issues. But it was just one of those oddball little things. It's like, how could it be like this? And that's not the worst thing I've ever found.
So that's really scary, because most people going into a new home is going to see that pretty marble and the dry walls and the moldings and everything. Mm-hmm. They're not going to bring you. You brought a golf ball. I've seen ping pong balls.
Ping pong balls, ball bearings. Oh,
which is real easy to carry around. And then if you want to move forward, how can that be corrected?
Well, I mean, obviously you can create a punch list of things that you're not going to sign in the dotted line until they correct them. So one of the things when we talk about new home construction versus existing home is, if something's going to go wrong in an existing home and it was built 40 years ago, it's gone wrong. Now, that doesn't mean a roof can't leak or a pipe can't burst or something like that. But structurally, if something weren't built right in that house 40 years ago, by now it's been fixed or it's become obvious. When you buy it's like a brand new car. So this is one of my favorite little things. Everybody will tell you how much they love their brand new car. If you see somebody with their brand new Chevy or Buick or Mercedes, whatever, it's got temporary plates on it. So they've only had it a couple weeks. It's fantastic. They'll tell you it's the greatest car they've ever owned. How would they know? They've only owned it for 2 weeks. Talk to them in a year. Mm-hmm. Then you'll know if it's a good car. Same thing with a house. It's beautiful. Of course it's beautiful. It's brand new. Are the systems holding up well? 5 years from now, a perfect example, and friends of mine who you've met, I'm helping him replace windows in his 7-year-old home. Mm. 7 years old and the windows are failing. And we're not talking about a starter home. We're talking about a luxury builder, new construction with all the upgrades, and the windows are failing in 7 years. That's crazy.
Is that because they went with the cheapest windows, but they said, well, it's just glass, glass is glass. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of difference putting in windows that actually work and windows you can just see through.
Yeah. Well, to a builder, if they save $10 a window and they're building 100 homes and there's 22 windows or whatever in each house, it's a big savings. And as you say, nobody's ever going to notice the difference between a great window and a cheap window, because it's glass. It looks nice. Well, of course it looks nice. It's brand new. But these windows, you couldn't even find a manufacturer's mark on these windows because the manufacturer didn't want to be bothered.
Okay, so somebody's building a new home. They're going to have that advocate with them. Mm-hmm. Is that advocate at the beginning going to specify that this is the kind of window that goes in? How are you going to deal with that? How do you know that the window is going to be a decent window when they put it in?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, you don't. Okay. You can't really specify things on a tract builder. And when I mean tract builder, I mean somebody buys a piece of ground is going to put up 50 homes. There's nothing wrong with a tract builder. Don't get me wrong. I know many that are very good. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to get to specify things other than colors and upgrades and things of that nature. But you're not beyond what's reasonable to ask. beyond the homeowner, the warranty from the builder, what are the warranties on the mechanical systems? What is there a warranty on the HVAC system? What is it? Is there a warranty on the hot water heater? What is it? What is that? Is it a 7-year hot water heater or a 10-year hot water heater or a 15? They cost more. Mm-hmm. There's a reason you go to Home Depot and look at a 5-year, a 7-year, and a 10-year hot water heater that are identical. One costs more. There's a reason. It's built better. So windows, those are what I would call part of the system of the structure of the house. What manufacturer's windows are you using? What is the manufacturer's warranty on those windows? So these are things you can ask. You can't change them. Now, custom home builder. So here's the funny part. Everybody assumes that a custom home builder is better than a track builder. And I can tell you without even hesitation that that is absolutely not true.
Explain.
So, well, custom home builders still works for themselves. So they're going to take your budget and you're going to tell them, I have a $1.2 million budget, which should be enough to build you a nice 4-bedroom house. They're going to go over budget, guaranteed, every time. They're going to blame you for going over budget because you picked out a finish that costs more or whatever. But still, they're using the cheapest subcontractor because they're trying to make a profit, and they're entitled to make a profit. What they're not entitled to do is cut corners, which you will never see. So I've seen disasters with custom home builders. I know custom home builders that I would gladly hand them all the money I have and let them build me a house without ever looking at it because they are magnificent. And they have advocates on site that really do work for you. But a lot of custom home builders, they work for themselves. And I've corrected clients many times. They say, oh, we're going to have a custom home built. You know, we hired a builder to work with for us. I'm like, oh, he doesn't work for you. You need to hire someone else to stand on site and be your eyes and ears. And we've avoided some major disasters that way. And in one particular case, a $1.4 million house that was finished, and 90 days later, it was raining brown water all over the inside of the house because this sewage system wasn't attached properly to this house. And it was a simple thing that should have been caught, but wasn't. And the builder sues the insurance company, and the insurance company sues the builder, and everybody gets mad.
How do you go about finding that advocate? Because that, I don't think they're...
Talk to home inspectors. Talk to the better home inspectors in your area and see who they know. Most of these people that you would hire for something like that are usually retired foremen from builders.
Right.
Those are the guys that understand, people, it's not just guys, that understand all the systems that go into a house. Because the problem is a carpenter knows carpentry. And a window guy knows windows, and an HVAC guy. But rarely do you find, I've sat with all of these people and see how all the components come together. So a great house with a bad HVAC system is not a great house. It's that simple. So it's not easy to find these people. Keep your eyes open. And it's, again, if you're a novice home buyer, you've never bought a home before, new home construction might not be for you because nothing. You could bring a home inspector in, it looks great, and it could be a disaster a year later, 2 years later, 5 years later. But as I said, a 40-year-old home, if something was going to go wrong, it probably has. And if I walked into a 40-year-old home and I see a 12-year-old hot water heater, I go, okay, so the hot water heater has to be replaced. That's $1,500, roughly. It's a 3.5-ton HVAC system. It's gas-fired. It's 22 years old. It's working fine. But I know I'm going to replace that within the next few years because it's inefficient. I'm going to spend $10,000 there. The driveway's got cracks and needs to be redone. That's $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, depending upon the size of the driveway. A roof, I can look at a roof and I know how many square it is pretty simply. And as long as the decking is good, I can ballpark in my head how much it's going to cost. So let's say I look at this house and it has all these things, but I love the neighborhood. I can't change that. And it's got everything else I want. It's the right size. You know, I'm going to paint, obviously, because I don't like the colors, but that doesn't matter. I would sooner buy that house knowing I'm going to spend $40,000 in the first year and a half, 2 years, than go to new construction, spend that $40,000 and more for fancy, and end up with a house that really isn't going to last as long and may be a potential of problems down the road, as I've seen, you know, with bad windows in a 7-year-old house, things like that.
So you're really, in your mind, you probably would go with that well-built older home mm-hmm. as we say, that the bones are really great in.
Yes.
Because you see what you're getting as if the basement's dry. You
exactly.
know, what do we say? We need two things in a home. You need a dry basement and you need a good roof.
Exactly. Everything else in between we can deal with.
Exactly.
The dry basement is the perfect example. In new construction, you're never going to know.
Hold that thought. We're going to step out. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Again, you're listening to Margaret Rome and All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com, or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
This is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show if you have any comments, any questions. I know a few of you have called me this morning and are listening now. I hope we're answering some of those questions. You can reach me at 410-530-2400. I like the way you are talking, Mark, about how to evaluate a home. You'd rather maybe buy a home that's 20, 30, 40 years old. If it's going to happen, it's happened. You know if mm-hmm. that basement is dry. You know if the roof has been replaced or any signs of it. You know if the chimney is leaking. You know, those telltale signs. Mm-hmm. Give us some.
Well, this is, you know, not to just plug you for being the greatest real estate agent I've ever met, but you recently had a mid-century modern home for sale, which I looked at with you and was in love, and I'm kind of sad I didn't buy it. That was a well-loved home. In every way, shape, or form, you could tell that anything that needed to be done to that home was done throughout its lifespan. You walked into that house and there was nothing to do. And you will find homeowners that are selling homes like that. I'm sure you have others. I mean, you must have something else for sale right now that people should be looking at.
I have one that's interesting. It has been on the market for a while. Sometimes it's not just the house, it is the location. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a home that the location is superb. It is off of a main street. It's on a shared driveway. And somebody would say, oh, I don't want to share a driveway. But what it does is if you've got kids and pets, you are in the middle of a block and you've got that private land that's pretty secure for living. Yes, the roof is probably 25 years old, but there's room. It's not leaking. You could live in it right now, but you could also add a two-car garage, or you could add, in place of that two-car garage, you could add a two-story addition. Mm-hmm. There are homes in this neighborhood, and we're talking about the Smith Avenue, Green Spring, 7 Mile Lane area, where you are finding homes on tiny lots, quarter-acre lots, that they're actually tearing down the homes and building million-dollar homes. Well, here you've already got a four-bedroom colonial with a basement. The basement is dry. The roof is not leaking. Yes, it will probably need to be replaced. So will the windows. But it's livable right now. And somebody could either totally redo this home. I mean, completely redo it, make it bigger, make it more bedrooms, more bathrooms, or they could just fix it up the way it is. And because of the location, you're never, ever, ever going to find, you're never going to get hurt by buying in the best neighborhood.
Oh,
and
never. Absolutely the not.
Location, location, location. So anybody who is thinking about taking a home, improving a home, making it livable for you right now, making it the possibilities of expanding. If you want to make a mansion, you could do it. This property is on 7 Mile Lane. There's no sign on it, so you can't see it. Give me a call. I will share it with you. It's at 7 Mile Lane near Smith Avenue, and I'd love to talk to you about all the different possibilities. Maybe you'll come by and see this house.
Sure, I'd love to.
The windows definitely need replacing. They're working. They go up and down. Again, the furnace is working, but I think it's 25 years old. The same with many of the things in the house. But it is very, very workable, and the land it's sitting on is level. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe we should bring somebody in and see if we could increase the footprint of that property, and how would we go about doing that.
Sure.
And if you drive up and down those streets right around there, you will see million, multi-million dollar houses that were just regular little normal houses, or they've taken a couple of houses and expanded them.
Yeah, so, it's funny you say that, because I have friends in the Philadelphia area that what they routinely do, and they buy and rehab houses and sell them. They're, for lack of a better term, they're flippers. But they're not flippers of $300,000 houses. They take $500,000 house and turn it into $1.5 million and really build on. And the way they get their houses is they go ask neighbors. They knock on doors and say, where's the worst house in your neighborhood? And everybody knows that house. Oh, that's the one with the ugly blue shutters down the street. Nobody's even cut the grass in a year. Those homes are the ones you want to buy. Maybe I'm the crazy one, but I want to buy the worst home in the best neighborhood because I'm going to get the value. And mechanical systems like windows and doors and roofs and HVAC, that is easy stuff.
Absolutely.
As long as the house is structurally there,
and you've
that's
got
easy
the
stuff.
Right kind of land, and you can put a larger footprint on it, or you
can't
know,
change the neighborhood.
Can't change the neighborhood. You've got to check, you know. This home I'm talking about is public water and sewer,
perfect,
which is great, because if you had one that was well in septic, you would be limited by the amount of bedrooms that you could put on that house.
No, so, that sounds like an opportunity for somebody with a little bit of vision and a little extra cash to buy the house now. And then, as you say, double in size and value down the road.
Yeah, I mean, you could fix it up and you could live in it right now. You could fix it up and rent it out for a couple of years.
Good
you
point.
could you know, there's just so many things. Or you could just move into it and, you know, fix the roof just before it starts to leak and, right. you know, go ahead and update. So this is, I think, probably one of the best buys I've got right now for somebody who's savvy and is really looking into purchasing something that's going to truly, truly hold its value. Mm-hmm. So that's one. I have another house that's in the 21207. This house now, it has a brand new roof. It has new... It has new windows, and I'm going to tell you more about that because our friend Noah is saying we are at a break. You're listening to All About Real Estate. We'll be right back after the break.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
However you're getting around these days,
I remember when we were driving in your car.
Plug in WCBM in the morning and afternoon for traffic and weather. Charge your day with 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You are listening to All About Real Estate. If you want to hear about more of my properties, go to my website, margaretrome.com. They're all listed there. You're welcome to call me after the show, 410-530-2400. And Mark, it's just been really terrific listening to you. If you could... again, give these buyers and sellers that one piece of advice, because that's what I'm always getting. What do we do? Do we buy now? Do we wait? Give me from your perspective how you would answer those questions.
Well, I don't think waiting ever does any good, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to financially to get what you want. I think one of the great mistakes that people could avoid is I think we buy too many homes in our lifetime. You know, you buy the first home, the starter home, whatever, you get married, you start to have children. Then you buy that interim home that's a little bigger. And then you buy, maybe that's the dream home is the last one, or maybe it's the luxury, slightly smaller home, whatever. If you skipped one of the three, the amount of interest and costs and just aggravation and total expense is astronomically lower. So if you're looking at a starter home and you're looking at a two-bedroom, one-bath home and you know you're going to have children, don't buy it. Mm-hmm. Wait a little longer. Delay a little bit longer. Scrimp and save a little longer and get the three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath house that you can live in for a longer period of time and then make one more jump after that instead of three. And that will say, I mean, just in closing costs and all the aggravation of moving, and the reality is you buy new furniture when you get a new house because the old furniture doesn't fit or whatever. The amount of money you can save is, it's tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds, over
that
a lifetime.
That is a great idea. So basically, if you're starting out, buy something you can live in for a while,
right,
that will service you for a while.
And you will build equity in.
and build that equity so that when you're really ready to move on, when your income has increased and you've saved up and you want to buy that dream home, mm-hmm. you've got the money for it. But if you don't, you start out with a, you know, a small place, and then you go to a little bit bigger, and then you go to a little bit bigger, and then, you mm-hmm. know, to a townhouse, and the next you go to, okay, a little bit, you know, you're already in your 50s and 60s by the time you are getting your, quote, dream home.
Yep.
And then you got to start looking for downsizing, yeah. right-sizing.
The perfect example is I had one friend, and he was brilliant with it. So he scrimped and saved. And when I say scrimped and saved, there's not a cheaper human being on the planet than this guy.
Okay.
I mean, he literally didn't go out to dinner for 5 years because okay. he was saving every nickel. He bought a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath townhome, knowing that he was going to have multiple children. He ended up having 3 children. That place was way too small for his family, and he knew that at the end. But he stuck it out a few more years as his business grew and his income grew, and his step up was a $1.4 million dream house with the garage, with the office over it, and everything you can think of. Had he done the interim house, he would have never ended up there. It wouldn't have had the money, because by keeping that money in his hands, he was investing it during a time when investments were doing well, and it grew exponentially. And he hit the market just right because his townhome built a ton of equity because it appreciated quite a bit. So instead of staying there, the average would have been 3 or 4 years, he stayed there 10 years and really made out well financially by doing that. And again, skipped that interim cost. And it got him what he wanted.
So basically what he did is he built his next home was his forever home, mm-hmm. where he could really enjoy the family and bring the kids and the grandkids back.
And he had the money to do it.
And you've got the money to do it. And
yep.
make it the way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
I think our young people today are too impulsive to, you know, they want it when they want it. And then they
Maybe.
Just look at that monthly payment. That's an awfully, awfully good suggestion.
But it's a way to save. I mean, I used to look at lifetime expense with clients. Literally, we put on a spreadsheet the projected lifetime expense, which is just a number no financial planner would ever talk to somebody about because they don't want to scare them to death. But we would talk about, okay, if we don't make this move, what's the impact? And you could throw a conservative 5% investment year over year compounding number on it. And it's hundreds of thousands of dollars over a lifetime. Because the $50,000 you didn't spend on new furniture and the $100,000 you didn't spend on renovations to that interim home makes a huge difference. 20, 30 years down the road, that's $500,000 in your pocket.
And the other thing, we really are at the end when they're talking about the 50-year mortgages.
Oh,
what
please.
An amazing waste of money that is over the time. And
It's meant to get more people into homes sooner, and I understand the thoughts behind it, but no one's going to carry a 50-year mortgage for 50 years.
No way.
It's just get you in the door, and then we'll sell you something
yeah.
else.
So, and again, I think listening to you, Mark, is so important. Someone who's been out there in the field rather than the news and the radio and the newspaper and everybody who's out there telling you what to do because mm-hmm. they're trying to sell
something.
something. We are hearing the music now. Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. Thank you, Mark. It's been an absolute
pleasure.
Thanks for
the invite. Anytime.
And you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCB.